from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I told you last segment, my confidence, my belief has never been lower on this Cubs team.
Giants win it. A walk-off walk.
Lower.
Man, it is low right now. Here's Cliff Floyd from the Marquee Local postgame last night.
As soon as the team gets down early, it feels like it's 10-0. It feels like the fight is gone.
Damn. 312-644-6767. Jake in Lake Geneva on 670 The Score. What's up, Jake?
The thrill is gone.
Sing it, Jake.
The thrill is gone.
Yeah.
The
thrill is gone.
Hey, man, I don't do this every day. I listen to you guys talk about it. So I take the information that's provided that you get from people who supposedly know.
Yeah.
And then I formulate my opinions, and then I sit on the phone and wait 10 or 15 minutes to talk to you about it. And you do a great job of explaining it, and you treat me respectfully. So I think the thrill
is with you guys. I think the thrill is with you.
Dad, thanks so much for coming on today. Love you so much.
That was awesome, whoever that was.
Oh, the thrill is gone. Baby, it's gone. Away for good.
I have to hear that song again.
Yeah. He's trying. It's a very different song.
Getting that gravel going. Add some Len Casper in it.
Yes.
The thrill is gone.
So funny.
The thrill is gone.
Oh, baby.
That's funny.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
It's good to be back. Heard some of that yesterday. That was good singing by, not you, the caller.
Caller was on it, man.
Yeah, it was good.
And at the same time, he was saying, look, I don't know. I just listen to you guys for takes. And then I might offer him. It was good to take calls in that 5 o'clock and hear a lot of people questioning these Cubs and trying to sort out things in the macro, going as big picture as they can and thinking about why this thing isn't where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and you know, Lawrence and I going back and forth in transition. He's like, "Are you saying they can't spend more?" I was like, "No, they could spend more. I'm sure they could. They could spend to a number where they could lose money or whatever, and that would be great. And I wish that they would spend $1 billion and buy every player. They weren't going to get Ohtani. They weren't going to get Yamamoto. Right? We've learned that. This is, to me, about spending poorly.
Yeah, and it's the kind of priorities of spending. I keep thinking about just like a throwaway sentence. It wasn't a throwaway, but a sentence that Pat Mooney put in a Seiya Suzuki piece on The Athletic a couple weeks ago, and I went and grabbed it again just to make sure. This methodical rebuild that prioritized well-rounded players over stars, flexible contracts over mega deals, and patience over sizzle. And like, that's been the thought process, and I get it. It's intelligent. It's a little in love with its own theory.
It's also informed by last time.
It's informed by last time. Yes, it is informed by the way, and it's informed by the end of it in Boston too. I mean, the whole thing fell apart for Theo in Boston with John Lackey's money and Carl Crawford's money. And then it fell apart here because of Jason Hayward's money and because Darvish had a bad year on that money and Brandon Morrow and everything. And that's usually how it falls apart. Remember Jed talking about how they didn't want to be like the Phillies when their thing ended, or the Mike Ilitch Tigers when their thing ended. So they're trying
to... But at least some of those teams had a thing.
Yeah.
This thing is not a thing.
And they clearly have been trying to do it in a way that won't leave them screwed at the end of it. And it's a really tough thing to do when you do it that way. Because then if you pay guys who are in their prime, like Hap and Nico and Seiya, they got to be great. They got to be great. And they're not great. And they don't have a star to lean on in the back end.
That's been my thing all year. Like, I've been pretty consistent on this. Like, their best players aren't playing well.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like I'm fascinated by the team building aspect where they're not at the tippity top of just buying and buying and buying, and they're not at the forced efficiency of Tampa Bay and Cleveland and Milwaukee.
They're
and
not
such.
Close to that.
No, though. But they're in the middle, and they're screwing up. They're screwing up on some of that scouting and development. I mean, the kids are supposed to be here and be helping by now.
Yeah, they're much closer to the top than Tampa. Much closer.
For
sure. There are two outlier north of $300 million spends, Mets and Yankees. Astros are third at 251. Cubs are eight at 226 in terms of payroll.
Yeah, for sure.
So they're $25 million from the third highest spending team in baseball. And the Brewers, who are the third highest spending team in the division, are at $107 million. So the difference between $107 and $226, we're talking $119 million.
I'm thinking about some of those teams, though, are paying well over $100 million contracts for multiple players.
Yes.
So in terms of the big star spends, that's what they're not doing. Because a lot of those teams are paying for the big star spends and then augmenting with their own kids who are cheap and cost you nothing. And you need that kind of balance. And this is a payroll with a lot of stuff in the middle. A lot of stuff in the middle.
It's made up of a lot of $20 bills.
Right.
Not a lot of singles, not a lot of hundreds.
Exactly.
It's made up of a lot of $20 bills.
Exactly. And a lot of the big behemoths have hundreds and singles in the wallet aplenty, and that's not the way it's working here.
Yeah, and man, the feeling of inevitability when Steele leaves that game last night.
God.
That was the thing that is like, oh, okay, this game's late. I'd like to go to bed after 7. But I know, two-run lead, what are you kidding? Of course I've got to stay up for this game. Not even a question.
All those innings early on, it had some of that inevitability feeling when it's bases loaded, nobody out, they get one run. You know, bases loaded, nobody out, they get no runs. First and third, nobody out, they get no runs.
Triple and a single, but it's an infield hit, no one scores.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, this game's too close.
Yeah.
Just weird things are happening.
4 for 15 with runners in scoring position and 12 left on base. You're like, those runs are going to matter, aren't they? Those runs, they're not scoring. And of course they did.
Yep. I wonder if Nico would speak to that feeling of inevitability. I doubt it. I get, you know, they seem to have an ability to flush it and treat every game as its own individual occurrence. That's kind of the superpower of the professional athlete. But I know watching it last night after 7 innings, I was like, well, this is, not only is it not literally over, there's 6 more outs to go. It's like, you don't even feel, it felt like a tie game. It felt like a tie game when you're up 2 and your ace is out of the game. It was just an absolutely ridiculous thing.
Yeah, the fact that this entire organization doesn't know who's getting the 9th inning from night to night to night is a crazy concept that we have to talk about later on.
Nico Horner joins us to discuss the state of the Cubs from the inside next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.